To Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn about Composting Ireland, a group which works with schools around the country to educate and inform teachers and students about the benefits of composting. Donal O'Leary is the group's Cork-based facilitator.
This was set up, it was run initially in Dublin by a colleague of mine. So there's a group of us together that we call Composting Ireland. So basically we have worked together on different projects over the years, and we've helped schools and community groups and individuals to improve their composting, to learn about composting and why composting is important from a climate point of view, from a soil health point of view, from a financial point of view and so on. It ticks a lot of boxes. A colleague in Dublin started this with a large number of schools, and we developed an online resource with a lot of information that any participating schools can refer to. How this works is we trained teachers and school staff members and some parents as well to understand composting and to know the different methods of composting, and as well then to know about general waste management in the school, how to improve their recycling systems and so on. And from there then, we, having trained the teachers, we invited them onto this online platform which is run by the Clean Technology Centre. There's a lot of resources on that the teachers can use, and so different things on soil science, soil ecology, gardening, composting.
The funding is provided by Cork County Council and provides a lot of flexibility to the schools involved.
The training, all of the costs associated with the programme are underwritten by Cork County Council Environmental Awareness section. Part of that is each school gets a voucher for €250, which they can use for something connected with the programme. So some schools would have gone with wormeries, some schools would have gone with different composting systems for their garden waste or for composting leaves. Leaves, you know, schools where there'd be a lot of autumn leaves falling at this time of year now, and some schools then would have gone for tools, or, you know, it's up to themselves how they want to spend their voucher. They're given a menu of items that they can choose from.
And one option in particular, wormeries, would be Donal's preference.
The children can put their banana peels and their apple cores and so on into this wormery where the worms live. The worms will eat it, and it's a very effective way of composting in schools compared to a typical compost bin, which usually don't work in schools very well. They usually just get neglected and they go smelly and rancid. Whereas the wormery is, it's more effective as a composting system, but not only that, but it's much more interactive and much more educational for the children. So quite a number of schools would, as part of it, get a wormery installed in the school.
And overall, the project has been a huge success so far.
Oh, it's been very successful. Like, both the staff who took part in the training have been great. They've been really, really engaged. And the schools of which they are part have been very engaged and very supportive and very welcoming to me when I come to the school. And I think they've really embraced it. And I think it will make a big difference in those schools, both from a waste management point of view in terms of reducing costs, you know, the costs associated with waste disposal, and the costs perhaps associated with buying compost when they're gardening in their school. And also from an awareness point of view, I think that they, you know, just the experience of working with compost, working with these strange living creatures called worms, which we all know they exist, but most of us don't know very much about them, and they're quite fascinating. And I think the schools and both the children and the staff have got a lot of enjoyment and a lot of awareness and educational benefit from being involved.
Meanwhile, Donal thinks that learning about composting is vitally important for all generations.
Part of being involved in composting is it connects you very much with the seasons. Like at the moment, people who compost will be thinking about, oh, the autumn leaves are falling. Then in the springtime, it's a very different focus. Things are warming up. The worms become much more active. They become much more frisky, and they start reproducing a lot in the spring. And then you're concentrated on different things to say, oh, my worms are, you know, getting active, my worms are getting hungry, what can I feed them? The purpose of this is to make compost as well as to manage your waste. So it's really, you know, what raw materials are available at different times of year for making compost. So at this time of year, it's the autumn leaves, which are very good, what's called a brown material. They're very high in carbon. They're very good for improving soil when they do become compost. They're very good for helping the structure and the texture of the soil. Then you might have different types of food. Like in at Christmas, there might be a lot of food waste, unfortunately, which is something that society needs to address, is simply not to waste food. You know, any food that is wasted, can I compost that? And then in the summer, you'd have people gardening, you'd have a lot of like weeding and trimmings from plants and so on, and how to compost those. So it really connects you with the natural world in a lot of ways.
To learn more about Composting Ireland, visit them online or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.